Welcome to the Family Rules Podcast, where we discuss family, relationships, marriage, parenting, and everything we've learned along the way.
And how to get through it all.
It's me, TJ Jackson, and with me is my wife, Frances Jackson.
Hello.
And we are going to give you some key strategies, tips, and rules on how to strengthen your family and help you and your family live your best lives. This is the first episode of season two. And we wanted to do something a little special, a little unique, and something very important. And that is...
choosing the right partner.
That's correct. You know, Frances, but I don't know if the listener knows, there was a poster that I bought called The 21 Suggestions for Success by Harry Jackson Brown. I believe I got it at... the Walden Books. Do you remember Walden Books?
Crown I've heard of Books? It.
Something
I've
like heard that. It's an old bookstore before Amazon and all that.
How old were you?
Would
you
I was say? Probably 13, 14.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. And I remember seeing a poster and it was 21 Suggestions for Success by H. Jackson Brown. And it was really interesting. You know, the usual keys to success, you know, be thankful, be generous, be persistent.
Love your parents, something like that.
That wasn't on there, but I didn't really have a problem with that. I love my parents.
It says something about your mom, like
yes.
How you treat your mom on there.
No, tip number 21 is don't do anything that wouldn't make your mom proud.
There you go.
You remember that.
I do.
And... that's not what this show is about, even though that is true, and that could be its own show.
But we do have one in each room for our kids.
Yes.
So they can see it every day.
So it is available. That's another thing. We're going to put it in the show notes. If any of you want to buy your own or buy one for your child, you can get it from the Amazon affiliate link that I'm putting in the description. But yes, it is out there, and I do suggest... buying one for your child and putting it somewhere where they may just stumble on it.
Or see it every day. Like for Dee Dee's, I put hers in her bathroom.
Yeah.
So when she wakes up in the morning and she goes into her bathroom, that's the first thing she sees.
When she sits on the toilet?
Yes.
Okay. You could say that we're family
it has,
here.
It has time, right? You have time to read it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And the thing is, if just some of these principles stick with you, and it's simply because of this poster, it's so worth it, you know?
Absolutely. It's truly a great investment.
It is. They're all really, really strong tips. But with that said, the main reason for this show is to talk about the very, very first tip on this poster, 21 Suggestions for Success by H. Jackson Brown Jr. And this is the tip that stuck with me my entire life.
It's number one on there?
It is number one.
Wow.
And here's the cool thing. It's one that deserves to be number one, and it's one that doesn't get talked about enough. And that's why I thought it was a good idea to start season two with this topic, because it's, you know, we always talk about gratitude. We always talk about being forgiving and being grateful, being honest. We always talk about all this. But there's one topic that I feel always gets overlooked. And that is it time to reveal what tip number one is, or suggestion number one from this poster?
Dun, 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 dun. It's time.
I like when you do that, by the way. And where do you get that from?
I don't know. It's just something I do.
You do it in a very unique way.
Really?
Yeah, but I like it.
I do it with the kids, too.
So we're going to go tip number one. This is a powerful one.
Let's hear it.
Tip number one is marry the right person. This one decision will determine 90% of your happiness or misery.
I completely agree with that.
And I do too, Frances. And here's the deal. This is something that we don't hear often. We really don't.
No, you don't.
We don't.
I was never told that. I mean, I was told, like, you know, pick someone, choose someone who loves you and is going to treat you well. But that's pretty much it.
It seems like it was one passing conversation that you may have. And I don't think it's done in a serious way.
No.
I think it's done like, is he nice to you or is she nice to you? Okay, good. Are you happy? Okay, good. And then you just move on. But I strongly believe that this is something you should tell your child over and over and over and tell them with this quote, marry the right person because that one decision will determine 90% of your happiness and misery.
It's pretty much like instilling that as if you're trying to teach your child manners. You're trying to teach your child to brush their teeth, do their chores. That's how important it is. And you can start at any age.
Yeah.
But it also starts with us as well. They're parents.
Well, okay. I want to go in there, go that way in a minute. But I love what you said about starting at any age. And this is something that I think people may find it surprising. But I even tell Rio this. And Rio's 5 years old. And he may not understand that, but it'll be something that becomes like clockwork. Like, do unto others as you'd want to do unto you. Or never give up.
Because obviously kids are going to make mistakes and they're going to have, some relationships that probably aren't the best for them, but that's also how they learn. And that they're going to hear that in their mind. They're going to hear their parents' words.
And one thing before, because I know you want to talk about the parents showcasing, right? Is that something you want to discuss?
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, if you're teaching your child just to simply brush their teeth, you can also say, be sure to choose the right partner.
I hope it is coming across, and I worry it's not. Because here's the thing. I truly believe this. I truly believe that if you find the right person, a supportive, loving person that loves you and will do anything for you, you can be happy. Because as you get older and older, it's that person who you are with. Their influence on you becomes more impactful. Mm. And an additional reason why this is so important. If you don't choose a good person, you could feel stuck. You can end up having a big chunk of your life with this person.
Which happens more often than you think.
But here's the thing. Okay, so there's one. But there's another reason why you should be careful. Because some people out there can, I don't want to say destroy, but can really divide a family.
Oh, for sure.
I truly feel like if you went to all different families and say, what is the issue? Why don't you talk to this member? Or why is this, you know, is your relationship not what it needs to be or what it was? I truly feel like in most cases it has something to do with a spouse. Whether they put stuff in your head, whether they didn't respect your tradition or your family, whether they try to separate, you know, or there's so many things that can happen in a negative way that can last forever if you don't pick the right person.
They also say that you start to become your partner. Our mannerisms, the way we think, the way we are, you truly do. And if your partner is not a good person, you're going to be fighting that battle on a daily basis.
What would you do if you feel like you're too far in? You're married, you have children, and you're realizing this probably isn't the right person for me. What would you do?
Well, I have been there. And it's a very difficult decision because, especially when there's kids involved. It's the last thing you want to do is separate your family. But sometimes it's just that person. Look, especially when you're young.
Hmm.
Your mind is not... It's not finished developing. So you're going into this thinking that you can make it work. But at the same time, your goal is never to change someone. It's always supposed to be to add happiness to one another.
Mm.
And when that other person is not adding happiness, then that's where you really have to step back and evaluate what you're going through. And it's not an easy decision.
And it's not an easy process once you make the decision.
Oh, yeah. That process is even worse.
So did you ever go through the mindset of, I'm just going to have to realize it's going to take me a couple years to start, quote unquote, start over, or to feel like I can turn the page
It took me a couple years to get to that decision. But once I was at that decision, I knew it was the right one. Because what kind of mom am I if I'm so unhappy, sad all the time, you know, feeling stuck? I wasn't the best mom. I wanted to be the best mom that I could be for my kids. Mm. Because I knew that relationship just probably would never prosper.
Mm. Nice. Well, not, you know what I mean? Well, I guess it is nice. You're my wife. So it ended up working out just fine for me. But yeah, I like the way you say that. And I think it's important to say that and to be open and to share that with people, because I see a lot of people who are settling and who are, I don't want to say going through the motion, but aren't completely happy. And at the same time, I think it's important to share that not all relationships are perfect either.
They're not, you by know? Any means.
And having the occasional argument and disagreement is normal. It's just when it becomes more sinister that it's time to turn the page.
Yeah, I feel like you should never belittle one another, call each other names. That is something you have to be careful with.
Yeah.
Even if, you know, you're feeling stuck or in a bad position, it's just not something you should ever do, is respect the person that you once loved.
Yeah.
Disrespect. Did I say respect?
You said respect.
I meant disrespect someone. Because if there's children involved, that's the one thing that you have to be careful with, because they're always going to have that memory.
Mm.
You're thinking that, oh, they're young. I promise you, they're always going to have that memory that, oh my gosh, my parents were fighting all the time. I mean, look how it affected you. It's something that it affected you so much to where even you can't even have an argument because you want to wait till things are cooled down and then speak respectfully to one another.
Yes, it traumatized me.
Yeah.
And I don't like arguments at all because I hurt a lot when I was younger. And it almost caused me to not get married.
Yeah.
You know, but you came along and you changed all that with, I feel like that's a song lyric.
Jeez. It probably is, guys.
And it's probably one of my songs that I can. But let's summarize where we're at, Francis. And our intention wasn't to start the season off in a negative light, talk about bad things. But
it's also a positive thing. It really is. It's something that you should instill in your child at a very young age. Even if they don't understand it, it's they're going to get it eventually.
Yeah.
And they're going to say, wow, this guy or this girl is disrespecting me and I know better. If it feels foreign, it's your child's going to question it.
And that's what I love about the quote. It's very simple. Marry the right person. This one decision will determine 90% of your happiness or misery. And I love how it says the right person, because for us young males, we're looking at body, we're looking at face.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you didn't have to get so close to the mic. We would have heard
I wanted
you.
To be sure that was heard.
But, you know, we're not necessarily thinking about, is this the right person? So if you ingrain that in your child over and over and over, and they eventually start thinking about taking that next step, that question will go in their mind. Are you the right person?
Exactly.
Not are you the prettiest person? Not are you the one with the biggest booty?
The most
booty?
Voluptuous.
But are you the right person? And that's how we wanted to kick off this season, is to make sure the parents out there are telling their sons and daughters this suggestion.
And you can't tell them that and then not practice exactly what you're preaching to your child, because then they're just not going to listen to that. You need to be able to show them that as well.
So Francis, as I said, I had this poster in my room.
Mm-hmm.
You just found another person have a similar quote that is actually one of my, I don't want to say heroes, but someone I've always looked up to for 3 decades.
Yeah.
Can you read his quote that says a similar thing?
Absolutely. The quote is, "The most important decision many of you will make, not all of you, will be the spouse you choose, since you will move in the direction of the people that you associate with. That was Warren Buffett.
Nice. Nice. And I think it was important to show that not just Mr. H. Jackson Brown saying this, but also Mr. Warren Buffett, the legendary investor. And, you know, I hope that suggestion, this kind of nugget, gets more popularity, because I think it will help and, you know, help us decide better mates and better partners. I think the divorce rate will go down more. I think more families will be more unified.
Happy as well.
Because let's be honest, there's a divorce rate issue. Although I didn't know, it seems to be going down, which is a cool thing.
Really?
Yeah. In the 70s, I guess it was in the 50s, and now it's closer to the 40s.
Wow.
So we're trending in the right way. Something like that. Okay, to recap, it's super important to instill in your kids the importance of choosing the right partner. It's important for not only their happiness, your grandkids' happiness, and your entire family's happiness. Anything else you want to say, Ms. Frances Jackson?
You wrapped it up very well. Thank you, TJ Jackson.
All right. So if you're liking this podcast, we'd love for you to subscribe. Please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or any of your favorite podcast listening apps. It really helps. And don't forget to tell a friend. Thank you all for listening. Thanks for joining us today. And make sure you subscribe or follow us. And finally, remember,
love is the answer.